Welcome to Doc the Prospect. I'm Gale Saunders here with Chris Malley, talking another top dog prospect in this draft here. Let's get started. Cornerback J.C. Horn out of South Carolina, a very easy watch, easy money. Just breaking down his game, it's been sometimes you get prospects and you're like, man, he's got a lot to work on. When I look at J.C. Horn and seeing where the Eagles are now placed, this is probably one of our first top prospects since we moved back to number 12. This is a scenario that we have talked about on Talk to Prospect, and the idea of if, you know, the guys that we don't want are, you know, are off the board, this is where we go, moving back to number, you know, down the draft and perhaps drafting a cornerback. Here we are at number 12, and I think J.C. Horn would make perfect sense. Just adding an element to this defense that is missing. You're talking about a guy who is super aggressive, very confident, and I'm talking about alpha. Like when I've been saying that throughout this Talk to Prospect, when you see an alpha male on the field and you recognize him, it's very easy because they stand out. His game, his attitude, his makeup, all of it together, to me, he's CB1 to me. He's up there, and I'm not saying that Shatan can't be a CB1. I'm just saying that the way that Horn, you know, his physicality, his mental makeup, the way he's aggressive, the way he's going to put hands on you and control the game, that's what I want to see out of my corners. That's how I'd like to see my corners out there. I think he's going to provide that at the next level. Chris, how are you feeling about J.C. Horn?
Yeah, this is a guy that we've been on for months. I specifically have been highlighting him for a really long time, not just because I love him as a prospect, but because Howie really does not always stay still. So I was saying, like, if we get down to, like, the 12 to 15 area, J.C. Horn would be the guy. Prospects like him are the reason why I was kind of comfortable with the trade down, because I'm hoping and praying that he makes it by some of the cornerback needy teams ahead of us and he gets to 12, because this is a guy who is one of the legacy players. You have Patrick Surtain the second, you have J.C. Horn, you have Asante Samuel Jr. It's crazy that they're all cornerbacks and their dads all had successful careers, but J.C. Horn is a guy that we're really interested in, especially in Philadelphia, because he has the mental makeup to last here. He's a guy that has an alpha mentality. To quote him from his pro day, he said, "I'm the standard." They asked him, did seeing Patrick Surtain's numbers before your pro day, like, add fuel to the fire? And he said, "I'm worried about myself because I'm the standard. At the same time, I knew I was going to be – he knew he was going to be faster than him. He knew he was going to jump further than him and higher than him, and he knew he was going to run faster than him." 19 on the bench, 4.37 at the 40, 41.5 for the vert, and 11 and an inch for the broad jump. This is a guy that they asked him, like, "You're from Georgia, like, what do you want to do when you get to the NFL?" And he's like, "Oh, I want to go one-on-one versus Julio Jones." Well, J.C. Horn, if you come to Philadelphia, you're versing Julio Jones year one, and I would not mind having a guy like him to be on the other side of Slay, just to take on all these corner, all these crazy wide receivers that we have to play next year.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you're talking about a guy who could come in our situation, right? He can be that CB2 and be that future CB1. Like, Darius Slay is not going to be here forever. J.C. Horn could easily be your top dog right away. Looking at our cornerback group, there's nothing really to write home to mom about this group. Obviously, there's some guys here. Darius Slay leads the way, but it's in need of an alpha. And right off the bat, you can just see from what we're looking at, we need CB1. Hopefully, we can get one in the first round. Some of those playmakers, like a Devontae Smith, a Waddle, could be gone. We already talked about moving down, the idea of getting Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase after their stellar pro days. There's no chance we probably get those guys. So here we are again. I'm perfectly okay with J.C. Horn. I think he just brings an element that is much needed. As as an Eagle fan, watching great corners like a Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, you can go on. I mean, Lito Shepherd, Sante Samuel. You can go there. Like we had like really great corners like year after year after year. And I think thinking about our group now, we are in need of a dog. And I think in the beginning of this, I said it was the easy money. It was easy money looking at his game and trying to figure out how he would make sense in a Gannon type defense. I think he fits the mold. I mean, you're talking about big corners are a thing. He's the big corner, uses his hands. He's aggressive. He tells it like it is. And he does not back down. That's the thing. There's no back down in his game. He's patient. I mean, it's very, he's got it all to me. Like, I feel like it's so much easy to watch a prospect like him. And the flaws that they might say out there, he's a little grabby. He might get called for flags at the next level. Go back and watch all of it. There's a couple flags in there. It's fine. But I'd rather have my guys be aggressive than getting pushed around day in, day out, you know?
Yeah, the thing with J.C. Horn, the reason why everyone thought I was crazy a couple months ago when I was saying that Surtain was not the number one corner, everyone's like, what do you mean? Like, this is like the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Like, not just the best guy on his team. Like, people are like, Surtain's the guy. Like, his dad was the guy. And I'm like, J.C. Horn's not living off his dad's name. J.C. Horn is a guy that puts in the work, two-time academic honor roll. So he gets it done off the field as well. Freshman all SEC team. And the thing with him, the reason why I love him is he is the ultimate corner because he has the best short-term memory loss. After a play's done, he's going to be pissed off if something happens against him, but rarely does. I mean, 1.14 passes defended per game, and that is second in the SEC last year. He's just a guy that – he brings it every single play. People are like, oh, he gets grabby. That listen, this guy's just ready to compete. He's a guy that can go against. He doesn't matter if it's Julio Jones, DK Metcalf, or if it's a smaller guy like Tyreek Hill. He's going to bring his all. And the reason why the 40 time is important for him is if you got a guy that's running 4.37 and is 6 feet tall and he isn't going to back down from meeting a guy like Derrick Henry in the hole either, like, that's what I want. That's what Philadelphia needs. As you alluded to, Darius Slay is not going to be here forever. J.C. Horn and Darius Slay are going to be super necessary next year with the gauntlet of receivers that are coming to Philadelphia next year. I mean, you got Tyreek Hill, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts potentially might be on Atlanta next year. So we'll get a rematch from when they played each other. We'll sure run some tape from there. But really important to get a guy like J.C. Horn. Honestly, not even a CB2, a CB1B with Slay.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, he's a top dog. I mean, looking at some of his numbers here, Trevor Sickman had posted on Twitter. I mean, his percentile, you know, he's got the weight you like. He's got the arms, the speed. I mean, those are all in the highest percentiles. This is his pro day numbers versus combine. Obviously, the 4.39. Could be a 4.4 something, you know. It's all the pro day times are a lot faster, but let's look at some of the footage here. Some of these clips that we want to paint a picture of what we think J.C. Horn's game is and what we expect it to be at the next level. Chris, you want to start with the first two clips?
One knock against him is tackling, and another knock against him is interceptions. In the Auburn game, he absolutely dominated. He was going against a guy that probably will be like a second-round pick, third-round pick, Seth Williams, real big-bodied wide receiver. Right here, you can just see J.C. Horn playing on the outside. Super aggressive, back for the ball. Almost takes it to the house. I mean, and you just see how hype everyone around him is. I mean, he's a high-energy guy. I talk about corners. Jalen Ramsey comes to mind just because they're super emotional, but that's what you need to play that position in the NFL today. Here's the second interception right here. This is a beautiful play. just instincts. Makes an incredible play against Auburn again. Two interceptions in that game. You can just see how fast he plays, the athleticism, the IQ, reads the quarterback, and just finishes the play. That's what you love about J.C. Horn. The dude is flying all over the place, and, like, I swear he just never runs out of energy.
I feel like that big play that Seth Williams got off against him, the jump ball, I think that affected his he turned into a psycho killer. And pretty much if you watch that Auburn game, you're just like, man, this dude is all over the place. And I have a couple clips from there too. I mean, this I entitled this one Control the Show, because that's what JC does. When he, you know, they'll show you that play against Kyle Pitts where he was great coverage and he still got off, but still it was solid coverage when he made that play. But for the most part, he's controlling the show. You know, shooting the hands. And then that's what I love about his game. He'll always shoot in front last minute. Like, he'll set you up and get that perfect coverage every single time. On this play, this is a play that I just spoke about. This is against Kyle Pitts. He's at the top of the screen. I mean, he's up there. He's shooting the hands, aggressive, in his face. But still, I mean, that's great coverage. I mean, what can you do about that play? I mean, he's not afraid. He doesn't panic. He's still there to try to make a play. But, again, this is what you could expect against top dogs. I mean, that's Kyle Pitts is one of the top players in this draft. This is him against Devontae Smith. Again, we're talking about competing to the very end, the way that he comes up here. And play's not over, man. He's shooting for the ball, dude. Shooting for the ball, making a great play on Devontae Smith. And he's still there. He's still, like, you know, there's separation that's created by Devontae Smith here. Very little, but he's right there in the hip pocket. That's what you like. Again, Seth Williams on lock down here. And this is what you saw pretty much all day. If you go back and watch that game, it's just like, I couldn't believe they kept going at J.C. Horn. It was just like, what are y'all doing? Are you trying to lose the game? His ability to break on the ball always shows up. He's on the bottom of the screen here. He clicks and closes like no other, dude. That's like, he sees it, and then he's out. I mean, that's that kind of speed shows up. Let's see. I mean, if we're going to – this is one of the things that we talked about, some of the negatives here. Being grabby, you know, here he is against Florida. As the left hand – I mean, just talking about technique-wise, if he just doesn't have the hand on the wide receiver, like, did he really need that hand? Like, he could have still made that play. There's the flag. But, you know, again, if you're grabby and aggressive, hey, that's what I like. Be aggressive. It's right. We get a couple calls. It's all right. These last two, this one right, just this part of his game, like his mental makeup. I can title this one "Keeping It Spicy." Here he is against Kyle Pitts at the end of the very bottom of the screen. You know, he's throwing him to the ground, dude, because he just keeps with 100. That's what I like in his game. You can expect him to be locked in throughout the whole game. The one thing that his DB trainer was saying about his game that he was so intrigued with him is that from practice reps, he doesn't want to lose a rep. When he was in college and his DB trainer was, you know, he'd send film all the time. And he said he's been locked in ever since I started working with him. He wants me to go over his film. He's the kind of guy that's going to be sitting there in the dark room by himself watching film consistently. That's just how he's made up. And this last clip right here, just said built different. This is in J.C. Horn's own words on what he brings to the table.
People don't realize it's just a draft. Like, you still got to go play football after this. So it don't bother me too much, man. I say I'm the best defensive player in the draft. That's not a statement to get teams to be like, ooh, you got good confidence. Like, I actually feel that way. So no matter if I'm first round, seventh round, undrafted, when I step on the field, you know, I'm going to show that. And, you know, in a couple of years, we'll all get to see, and, you know, experts wrong all the time. So we'll see.
What's that make you feel like, Chris?
I mean, I've been on board with him for months. I even said like I said in the beginning, he was the reason why I was comfortable with moving back and saying, like, I want to get Ja'Marr Chase. I want to get Kyle Pitts. We talked about these guys. People were talking in our mentions, like, why are you guys even talking about J.C. Horn? Why are you talking about Asante Samuel? Like, why are you talking about all these other guys? Like, all we're going to do is take Ja'Marr Chase. All we're going to do is take Kyle Pitts, maybe Devonta Smith. It's like, because you have to cover a large array of guys, not only to do these kids justice that are working their tails off for 3-4 years in college, but just because you have to do your due diligence. We know a lot more about J.C. Horn than most other people because we've been talking about him for months, and that's why I feel very comfortable with taking him at 12. I'm hoping he lasts to 12. The nightmare scenario is that Dallas gets excited and takes him instead of Surtain. I'm hoping, not to knock Patrick Surtain, I'm hoping that J.C. Horn is there for us and that Surtain goes either before or after, because if I have to watch J.C. Horn in a Dallas jersey, that will crush me more than CeeDee Lamb going there last year, because that was just like a lottery pick for them. J.C. Horn would be an actual like day one contributor for any other team. That's why I really am hoping that he lands here in Philadelphia, because I just think he would be embraced by the city and he would embrace the city as well. I just feel like he fits in with Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, for me to watch him go to Dallas, I would be seriously hurt. Like I said, like Chris has been mentioning about having him as our move down target. This is shout out to Pete Nathan, friend of the show. He's like, if the Eagles move down, which scenario would you like A or B? And he was he had some defensive ends up there, and I'm like, you know what? I said I would like to stay put, but if we move down that far, I wouldn't mind taking a shot on J.C. Horn. That was in February, and we are now in April. So when people tell me, bro, I've been thinking like this, this is where I'm at. This is where obviously I wanted Ja'Marr Chase. Yes. But if we're going to go defensive route, and we're going to get a cornerback, I'm all on board on J.C. Horn. Last words on J.C. Horn before you get out of here.
J.C. Horn, he would absolutely be a foundational player here in Philadelphia. No matter where he goes, I feel like he's going to have a long 10-plus year career. He has the mental makeup, and then he backed it up with the physical traits that you need to be successful in the league today. Not only is he over 6 feet tall, he's running in the 4.3 speed, and he has a short-term memory loss to be a cornerback in this league. You talk about guys that are really successful in the league, like Jalen Ramsey. Some people don't like his cockiness, but there's a reason why he's the consensus number one corner. It's because he's cocky. He believes in himself, and J.C. Horn's the same way. I really think that J.C. Horn's going to be the type of guy that has an all-pro career, possibly a Hall of Fame career, and it would be great to have him here in Philadelphia, and I'm hoping that he's the pick at 12 if he falls there.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to speak it into existence. J.C. Horn, love his game, love his attitude, love his fight, love his want to. I love the aggressiveness, his competitive makeup. I think he's the kind of guy that, man, I just think he was just talking about when he just felt like it clicked for him that this is what he was meant to do. Because the way that the game was coming so easy to him, he's like, maybe this is what I was meant to do. Like, and from early age to college to now, like, and you saw that clip that I played of, he feels like he's the best player, and that's what you want from your cornerback. Like, he's not even flinching and afraid to say it. The fact that, you know, some players might say something like, bro, you really should say it. But I believe him when he says it. Now, I believe like a Jalen Ramsey when he says that. So, like, I'm getting good vibes from his game. Like I said, when you see Alpha Male on the field, you respect it because you know it. He just moves different. And I think J.C. Horn is it. And if he lands in Philly at number 12, man, as a podcast and as a group over here, we will be excited. But that's all for me and Chris. This is Talk to Prospect. If there's any other prospects you want to know about, let us know in the DMs. Make sure you're subscribed and hit the notification bell so you know when the next video drops. But for me and Chris, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.